There's a special event coming up at the American Royal, fit for any cowboy or cowgirl. Joining KMZU's Denny Campbell in this morning's Newsmaker is Joe Herzog with the Cutting Horse Show and the American Royal to talk about the Cutting Horse Exhibition coming up this weekend, bringing in exhibitioners from far and wide.
Our Cutting Horse Show at the American Royal is the 24th, 25th, and 26th of August. It's free to the public. Saturday night will be our finals, and that will be, they'll have to buy a ticket for that, but there'll be a lot of cutting that people can come and watch for free. The cutting horse itself is the greatest equine athlete there is. This originated on the ranches, 100 years ago when they were rounding up the cattle and had to sort off ones to sell or however they wanted to sort them. And it has just evolved into what I think, I'm kind of biased, but I think it's the greatest equine sport there is. The rider sorts a cow from the herd. Once he gets that cow clear of the herd, he lays the reins on the horse's neck, and he just hangs on for the next 2.5 minutes. And it's an exciting sport that not many people in this area know about. I've been very fortunate to be a part of it for 20-plus years, and can't say enough about it. We'd just like to get the word out there and invite all your listeners to come down to the Hale Arena Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. This will go from 8 a.m. until, probably 8 or 9 o'clock of an evening. And I think it'd be worth everybody's trip to come down.
Talk about a lot of the different events that'll be involved. I know one of them that really caught my eye was the bridleless event.
These are great athletes with an incredible amount of training. The typical cutting horse is started when he's about 18 months old, and he is showing in front of cattle when he's about 3. These horses will be anywhere from 4 to, 15 to 20 years old. And the training and the repetition allows that horse to know what the rider's doing, and the horse knows what that cow is going to do. So they're trained good enough and their instinct is good enough that the rider can go into the herd with a piece of baler twine around their neck, or sometimes just guiding them with their feet, and sort a cow out, like I said. And from there on, it is all horse. And really, that's some of the most exciting cutting, because the rider is not able to get in that horse's way at all. And it is pure horse at that point. Very exciting to watch. And it's amazing what these animals can do.
And I guess there'll be cowboys and horses from all across the nation, right?
Denny, we've got people coming from Minnesota to Texas and from Illinois to Colorado that I know of right now. There'll be folks from South Dakota, Nebraska, a lot of Kansans, Oklahomans. We've even got a few Missourians in there still. We'll have about 1,100 head of 500-pound heifers that we cut on that are coming from the Burkdahl brothers in Rantoul, Kansas. It's a Western extravaganza, and it's a part of culture that, like I said, we just don't see much of up in this area. I've been cutting here for years, and we've got just a handful of cuttings in Missouri and Kansas. The heart of cutting is in North Texas, and so we get a lot of Texans up here fighting over the prize money. These are down-to-earth folks that make their living with horses and cattle, just like everybody else does out here in the country in Missouri, and they'll be glad to stop and talk to anybody. Anybody's got any questions about the sport itself or the horses or anything.
The Cutting Horse Show will take place at the American Royal in Kansas City beginning tomorrow, August 24th. Events will run through Sunday, August 26th, culminating in the final Sunday evening. All shows are free to the public, except for the final, and you can purchase a ticket for that show at the gate. For more about the Cutting Horse Show at the American Royal, visit KMZU.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 to catch the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.